Happy Tuesday. This is Jason Rockhold, PGA Master Professional, and today we're going to talk a little bit about players assistants or rangers and the importance that they have at your golf course and how it shows that you really care about your customer. Here's the intro. I'm always laughing every time I do the intro. All of a sudden I say, here's the intro, and I throw my arm up in the air like I'm Monty Hall at Let's Make a Deal, or I guess Wayne Brady does it now, but it just gets me pumped up and ready to go and talk about some great things that can help you with your business. So let's talk a little bit about players assistants or rangers and how their presence can really help you actually show that you care about what's going on out at the golf course, because I've got a list of about five things here that I've come up with. I've talked to a lot of people and I've found that there's really five major reasons why you need to have somebody out there on the golf course representing you and showing them that, you know, you have somebody out there. The first thing, number one, obviously, is pace of play. Now, the ranger's job is to make sure that the pace of play is ahead of the time that we're looking to get done. And with everybody's schedules and everybody's life being constricted by time, the fact that we are just kind of saying, go ahead, get it done, and I hope nothing bad happens when you're out there, it really shows that we are falling behind the times. And now we're in a system where everybody's time, every minute is so important. You know, 30 years ago, you'd go out and spend a ton of time out on the golf course and it really wouldn't be that big a deal. And nowadays, we really can't do that. There's so many things that are going on and so many different things that are really demanding time that golf is really struggling in this area. So yet again, this all comes back to what I talk about, and that is understanding your customer's needs. And a ranger is your first line of defense for customer needs on the golf course. So having that ranger out on the golf course, not only does it help them promote pace of play, but it also shows that you have the presence of a staff member out there, and you know that person could lose a golf club or potentially need a beverage cart to come out, or they lost six golf balls in the first two or three holes and they have none left and they need help. These are areas that really do happen on a weekend basis and slow down the rounds of golf and really start to turn off people from going to the golf course. Because if you're going to stay on the golf course for 6 or 7 hours waiting on people in front of you, it's going to be a really, really difficult sell. So by making sure that you have a staff member out there, making sure that that pace stays on a consistent basis, and you are going to get some people that are going to get kind of mad at first when you really start pushing that 4.5 hour round or 4 hour round. But what you'll find is you're going to attract more people that really care about that extra 2 hours of their life that they're giving up by standing on the golf course waiting behind people. Because a 6 hour round on the weekend is pretty consistent in a lot of places. And a 4 hour round, if you can guarantee something like that, you are saving them 2 hours of their life and still giving them the same entertainment value that they had in the 6 hour round. Actually, probably even more entertainment value, because they're not frustrated because they're standing behind somebody that's playing so slow, or just the pace of play is so slow. that little bit of caring that you have by having somebody out there to push along the pace of play really goes a long, long way in the eye of the customer. So really major, major important things. Also, you know, the Ranger is, and the player's assistant, whichever you want to call it. And, you know, I see it both ways all the time, but they're out there to also reinforce the rules. And that is something that really helps make sure that your golf course stays in the best shape that it can for everybody that's out there. You know, one of the biggest complaints that I see is that you'll have people that are driving all over the golf course on a cart path only day and just completely tearing up the golf course, making it look absolutely disgusting for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And if you don't have somebody out there to make sure that they're staying on the path, you know, it kind of is a free-for-all. So that person going out there can really make sure that those rules are enforced and the golf course stays in the best condition that it can. And, you know, that's kind of important from a profitability standpoint so that your maintenance staff isn't out there fixing all these tracks that shouldn't have happened by just having a ranger out there to make sure that it doesn't. So the fourth thing that is really important is they can be out there to help provide solutions or some help. If somebody needs a rules question answered, they can call in and get one of the pros on the line, or they could, you know, if a club is lost, they can run back and retrieve it for them so that they can stay on pace. Or even if they're wondering how Apple fared in the market that day, they can check that stuff out for them as well. Just being able to provide that information or that extra layer of service really will help them continue to have a great experience and keep their mind at ease, knowing that they are very important to that business and your facility. Lastly, number five, and this is one that never ever happens. I really wish it would happen so much more frequently. But I call it the golf pro loop, which is one of those situations where your head professional or director of golf head out and drive around the golf course just saying hi, talking to everybody that's out there. And I know it seems like a time-consuming thing and I can't step away and all these different areas that really could be concerning. But one of the most important parts of being a head professional or director of golf is making sure that everybody that is out there knows that you think that they're important. And as the director of golf or head golf professional, it's very important for you to get out there, say hi, shake hands, and ask any questions, see if everything's going great, if they need any help. This is something that truly will set your facility apart because nobody does it. I can't say nobody because I used to do it, but one of the biggest things is there are very few times where you'll see one of the head professionals that will run around the golf course and say hi to everybody. And especially on the weekend when they're short staffed or, you know, they just don't have the amount of people that are available, you really start to see this area as something that dwindles. And I really feel that if you can get out on the golf course and say hello to all these people that are on your facility, and at times that's almost 150 people that are out on your golf course, it gives you a one-on-one or one-on-four situation where you can show that you care. Not only that, you can also promote some upcoming events or tell them about great deals that you have on Thursday afternoons. It's a great time for you to be able to promote the golf course and also to be able to promote your golf lessons. I mean, as a golf professional, we all are looking for an extra lesson here or there. It definitely helps the pocketbook. And to be able to get out there and show that you care, you're going to actually get more people that are going to go, oh, Jason Rockhold. That's right. He was out. He was the guy that came out and helped me find my golf ball when we were playing his golf course the other time. Yeah, he was kind of cool. So maybe he can help me out with my chipping, or maybe he can help me out with my putting. Just that little interaction where it showed that you cared allows them to maybe feel comfortable to come and take a lesson from you. So please don't be afraid of that loop. Think of it as a great way to make money for the facility. And if you need to sell it to your boss, tell them that exact same thing, because it truly will do that. That customer touch point of having the head professional or the director of golf coming out and actually taking the time to say hi or helping them out with something on the golf course will go miles and miles and miles. And you'll really start to see that top line revenue number start to grow because people will start to come back. So that's all I have for today. If you have any questions, like I always say, send me a tweet on JRockGolf or a direct message on there, or you can send me an email at jason@rockhold, R-O-C-K-H-O-L-D, and associates.com. It's in the description of the podcast, so just click on that and send me an email. And if you have any comments, I'd love to hear it. And we definitely, if it's a general comment or something that you would love to hear some input on, definitely send me a message and we could potentially make it an upcoming podcast. So I look forward to hearing everything about, oh wait, I haven't even talked about it. It's the Open Championship this weekend over in Carnoustie Golf Links in Angus, Scotland. Really looking forward to watching some low, bouncy, link-style golf. The great thing about it is being able to watch it and then go out and play in the afternoon. So make sure that you do that at least once this week. I know I'm going to try to get out there at least once or maybe even twice. See if I remember how to actually hit the golf ball. Anyway, have a great week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. See ya!